The lawsuit was brought on behalf of three victims of child sex trafficking. It alleges they were bought and sold for sex on the website Backpage.com, owned by Village Voice Media. Writing for the majority, Justice Stephen Gonzalez said there are sufficient facts that, if proved, would show Backpage helped to produce the illegal content. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Cheryl Gordon McLeod argues Backpage is not a content provider, but instead a service provider shielded by the Communications Decency Act. That federal law protects web hosts from lawsuits over the content of ads placed on their websites by third parties. The 6-3 ruling from the Washington Supreme Court means the lawsuit against Backpage.com can proceed in Pierce County Superior Court. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.